Welcome back for the afternoon guided meditation. The last guided meditation of our retreat together. And I'd like to take us through one more metta meditation, including the seven factors again. Slightly different approach to the combination of those two, just to give you a flavor for different ways of working with these qualities of awakening, these qualities of the vast, beautiful heart mind. So you can begin by establishing your meditation posture. Settling the body on the seat. Rocking back and forth or side to side, if that helps you to loosen any tension that might be happening in the hips or in the neck. And allow the body to come to the center, a point of balance, upright balance. And just this open awareness of the present moment. This heightened awareness, non-judgmental presence with the body and the mind that are here in this moment. That is our starting point of sati, of mindfulness. And then from that upright posture, grounded in your seat, you can begin to allow the muscles of the body to relax and soften. Knowing that the bones are carrying the weight, and the muscles can relax gently, gently letting go as best you can. The beginnings of tranquility. Bodily tranquility. Settling into the stillness. resting the mind on the body. And bringing it back to the present moment anytime it wants to wander away. Right back to this body, this moment. And now, using an image or a phrase, beginning to evoke that feeling of loving kindness. Oh, metta. Simple, simple moment that makes you say, "Oh," wishing well-being. Bringing an image to mind, or the phrase, one of the phrases, "May I be well." Noticing whether there is some joy associated with that, some pleasantness in the heart mind. Oh yes, metta. Bringing on that awakening factor of joy. And now, with that image or that phrase in mind, we apply some investigation and we observe. You can observe whether there's any feeling in the body. That's sparked by that metta, by that image or phrase of kindness. Maybe it's a simple smile. Little warmth in the chest. Sometimes I feel it in the back of the throat. Where is the feeling in the body of loving kindness? Investigating, so turning the attention with some detail. with some curiosity about experience. And if you're not finding any feeling in the body, that's okay. You can just stay with the image or with the phrase and just remind yourself of kindness in the form of that image or that statement of intention. But if you do find it in the body, then you can begin to gather that energy toward your heart center. Sometimes it helps to put your hand there in your heart center and just imagining that feeling of kindness moving gradually toward your hand, toward your heart. And then after some time, like stardust gathering, there comes a light, the light of loving kindness. You can visualize this, the energy spontaneously becoming bright in your heart center. And so this is energy in the practice, this is effort, gathering together little by little the energy of loving kindness. And if it's helpful, then you can begin to stoke that light with your in-breath, nourishing the light with every in-breath. Energy getting a little bit brighter each time. Loving kindness, metta, growing in your heart center, can return to the image or the phrase if you lose the thread. And then again, finding that energy in the body and gathering it together. No need to worry if it's big or it's small. It's just whatever it is. It's just the energy, the light. Brightening with each in-breath. Growing the light with each in-breath. And now allowing it to flow naturally on the out-breath. Brightening with the in-breath. flowing with the out-breath. And just as we were saying last night, like a small orb, the light flows in all the directions, just naturally. Brightening with the in-breath and flowing with the out-breath. Allowing that light to become ever more vast. The quality that passes through all things without harm, the light flowing on immeasurably. And so now all the seven factors might be present. Mindful awareness in the moment. Investigation, curiosity, knowing the details of the experience. Energy in the form of light, energy in the form of the effort to stay with this object of attention. And joy, the joyful feeling of loving kindness, the pleasantness of it. Tranquility flowing with this energy, the body relaxed and stable, and the unification of mind, so the mind filled with this light, not scattered with many things, but bright and vast and unified with loving kindness. Even if other thoughts pass through, they're just small ripples in the vastness of the light of loving kindness. An equanimity, not clinging to any phenomena. The flow, the light, the breath, all free to come and go. Again, observing the directions. So the light in front of you flowing as far as it wants to go. And then to the right of you, the light opening up behind you, flowing to the left of you, loving kindness flowing above you, all throughout you and below you. The light of loving kindness in all directions. And noticing perhaps the conditionality of this phenomena, this light and loving kindness present through our intention, through our energy, through our breath. Brightening on the in-breath and flowing energy on the out-breath. Metta, loving kindness. And now releasing the attention on the breath, allowing that light to continue to flow. By just abiding in the vastness of it. Equanimity. Beginning to release any effort at this point. Allowing the light to soften and fade. Quieting the mind. Mind becoming softer and quieter, observing the impermanence of the light of metta. Becoming more and more tranquil and unified, the mind still. Cessation. Anchoring yourself in the body. If you start to feel the mind pulling away, receptive to the present moment, without any doing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in these last few minutes of the meditation, returning the mind to the sense of the body, presence with the body, opening to the awareness of the whole body at once. The breath breathing the body. The weight of the body on the seat. And perhaps closing with metta. May I be well. May all beings be well. May I be well. May all beings be well. May I be well. May all beings be well. Good. This next period is a period of sitting and movement meditation at your own pace. And then please be back in this meditation hall by 4 o'clock for some important announcements. And after those announcements, we will have our closing reflections and our closing chanting. So we'll see you then.
In 1 hour and 45 minutes.
Yes, 1 hour and 45 minutes. Thank you.